USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says the number of coronavirus infections is going down, but they're still worried about the rate of vaccinations. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients said 220 million shots have been administered since President Biden took office.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult American. In fact, just this week, we shipped our 300 millionth dose to states, tribes, territories, and federal channels.
The CDC director said the rate of COVID infections has declined 16%. Hospitalizations and deaths have gone down as well. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has announced the Biden administration is halting travel from India due to skyrocketing COVID-19 cases. The new restriction will go into effect on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Defense Department said it canceled border wall construction projects that were being paid for with funds that were originally designed for the military. The announcement comes in the wake of an executive order that President Biden signed in February, ending a national emergency declaration at the border, which was put in place by former President Trump. Biden also signed an order in January halting all construction at the border. Trump declared the emergency in February 2019 in order to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department to the Department of Homeland Security for the border wall construction. Due to more waves of COVID-19, the TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The former vice president spoke out about President Biden at the Palmetto Conservative Christian Conference. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
In his first speech since leaving office, former Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday night had some choice words about President Biden's vision of America.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we make for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Vice President Pence was speaking to the Palmetto Family Council, a South Carolina social conservative Christian group.
As Americans heard last night, President Biden has launched an explosion of runaway spending to the tune of $6 trillion and counting. And after our administration worked in a bipartisan way with Congress on every single COVID bill, the Biden administration passed their COVID bill on a partisan basis and actually used COVID relief to fund a massive expansion of the welfare state. They proposed trillions of dollars in expanding the federal role of government in every area of our life, literally from cradle to grave. And they're using an infrastructure bill to advance a radical climate change agenda.
Perhaps in preparation for office again, he also laid out details to a positive agenda for the Republican Party moving forward. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You can hear current or past newscasts anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.